For the first time in nearly two decades, there will be an increase in fees for the Northeast Benton County Volunteer Fire Department. Voters approved the change in a special election Tuesday. The proposal passed by two votes, 212 to 210. Fire Chief Rob Taylor spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda this morning about what comes next. They began the conversation by discussing the close vote.
Well, yeah, I was surprised at two votes, but I knew all along it would be a tight decision. It always is every time we've ever had a election of any kind, primarily on the EMS side, is what we had to take before the citizens to vote to increase the dues for the EMS part of our service back a few years ago, and it was tied too. At that time, I think it passed by four votes. So again, you know, anytime we do anything like this, you can expect it to be pretty close.
Well, the turnout this time represented 18% of eligible voters in your precinct. How large is the area that you serve?
We cover 84 square miles with our fire department. Our EMS service is a little bigger than that, but 84 square miles is what our fire department actually covers.
And as you mentioned, a couple years ago, you asked for an increase in fees for the EMS service, but this was the first time you'd asked for an increase in fees for the fire service in about 19 years. What sort of prompted you to make this request?
Well, aging equipment and lack of volunteerism was the two primary situations. We were starting to get to the point where we was going to have to start dealing with. They, you know, every 15 years we have to replace our SCBA bottles. And our turnout gear and stuff is all, you know, beginning to wear and not be as safe as it needs to be. So, again, those are the primary aspects. And, you know, we hadn't had, like you said there, we hadn't had an increase in 19-plus years, almost 20 years. And nobody can actually operate off of, you know, funding that was set up 20 years ago, or it's not very easily, might I say. So I think we've done a really good job of doing that for the past 20 years of operating with that without having to go before the citizens to increase that. But it's finally gotten to the point with the increase in cost of everything across the board, whether it be equipment, whether it be just day-to-day operations of keeping the lights on and stuff.
How much do fees impact your annual budget? How important is it to that for you?
Well, I don't have the actual percentage, but it's something like 60-some percent of our operating funds come from our dues. We're not supported by any kind of tax money whatsoever. We do get a few small grants, state grants, occasionally, and then what small fundraisers we do each year makes up the rest of it. But about 60-some percent is what is based on what our dues brings in to support us.
So with the passage of this special election by voters, fees are going to increase about how much? I know there's a tiered system. Can you kind of explain that?
The dues are based off of what your property assessment is through the county. So whatever the county assessed your property as is what sets the amount a person will pay for fire dues. If you property assesses for, you know, anywhere from zero to $99,000, then, you know, the your dues are going to be $84 a year versus where anywhere from $100,000 to $299,000, then your dues will be $154,000. And then $300,000 or more, the value will probably be $244 a year. And we've estimated that should bring in about an additional $195,000 per year is what we're looking.
And what will that extra revenue be used for specifically?
Again, to replace equipment immediately, as soon as we can, and start the process of having two full-time, or might I say part-time positions to cover the fire truck and the rescue truck for emergency calls 24 hours a day for at least 4 days a week. That's what we were trying to begin with. And hopefully we can find ways to increase that coverage, but we'll just have to kind of see how this all plans out. But for sure to, again, replace equipment and get two full-time people here 24 hours a day for at least 4 days a week.
And when will the increase go into effect? When do you collect annual dues?
We won't see any of this money until more so towards the end of 2020, due to most of our dues is collected when people, pay their property taxes. And, most of those are paid, the majority of them are paid in October, towards the end of the year. So they won't be on this year's, but they will be next year. The increase will be. That was really the sole purpose of having the special election, because we had to get that just decided before August, I believe, so it could be on the 2020 tax roll. If we had waited till, say, November to do this election, then it would be the end of 2021 before we would have seen the funding. And some of this equipment and stuff, and getting these people, just lack of volunteerism, as I've said before, is it's getting really hard to find people to volunteer to help do this, volunteerism for fire departments. And that's a big concern of ours. And this will help provide quicker response and help the community and be safer and our firefighters be safer.
That was Rob Taylor, fire chief of the Northeast Benton County Volunteer Fire Department. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda this morning.